Vice President Pence talked today about coordinating efforts with Turkey on keeping ISIS prisoners contained in northern Syria. Hundreds have already escaped, according to Kurdish officials. Joe Biden made a reference to it at this week's Democratic presidential debate.
What is happening in Iraq is going to be, in Afghanistan, as well as all the way over to Syria. We have ISIS. It's going to come here.
This has also been echoed by other American politicians, but suggesting ISIS is coming to U.S. shores, is that fear-mongering or a real threat? The World's Roopa Shenoy reports.
Biden might have gotten a bit carried away. That's what Bruce Hoffman thinks. He's a Georgetown University professor who focuses on counterterrorism and homeland security at the Council on Foreign Relations.
There's no suggestion that they have the ability to attack in the United States.
Hoffman says presidential candidates should be careful about how they talk about risks because people could panic. And that's what terrorists want. Right now, he says, the more immediate threat from ISIS is to Europe. And that's what President Trump pointed out when he was asked about foreign ISIS fighters escaping from custody in Syria.
Well, they're going to be escaping to Europe. That's where they want to go. They want to go back to their homes, but Europe didn't want them from us. We could have given it to them. They could have had trials. They could have done whatever they wanted. But as usual, it's not reciprocal. You know my favorite word, reciprocal. That's all I want.
But many members of Trump's own party have condemned his actions in Syria as endangering the U.S. And Hoffman says Biden and others are right that the escaped ISIS fighters could recruit and build networks on the ground and online that could plan attacks inside the U.S. He says the U.S. will have to learn to multitask because it's also facing increasing domestic terrorist acts like mass shootings.
This is what I would argue makes the current situation so much more challenging, is that we have now very serious domestic threats. And unfortunately, the foreign ones that we've been grappling with for nearly two decades now haven't gone away either.
And domestic counterterrorism officials probably weren't expecting the situation to change so rapidly, says Adnan Kafaya. He worked on Homeland Security and counterterrorism in the State Department and White House for 16 years under both Democratic and Republican administrations.
I certainly don't think that this was something that, you know, Homeland Security officials had counted on.
He points to the counterterrorism strategy released just last month by the Department of Homeland Security. It talks about increasing domestic threats from the far right and white supremacist groups and suggests the threat from ISIS inside the U.S. is in check.
I don't think that at the time that strategy was written, and again, this was just a month ago, the U.S. officials were counting on the fact that Turkey would roll into Syria and that a lot of these camps and these prisons would be overrun or at least abandoned. That is a new factor that hasn't been taken into account. And it would lead me to think that the government probably is not prepared.
And the American public isn't prepared either, says Farah Pandith, a counterterrorism expert who served in the Obama administration and wrote the book How We Win, about defeating extremist threats. She says Americans are deeply divided, and that leaves us more vulnerable. Pandith says ISIS wouldn't have to stage a big attack in order to have a devastating impact.
They simply need to set off a series of violent attacks in ways that will fundamentally send fear through America, knowing that it will unleash a whole series of conversations with Americans who are asking questions about our identity, who we are, and what we stand for.
So Pandit says what leaders should really be focusing on is finding ways to knit the American people back together.
What the candidates should be talking about is their real need for a policy around stopping the spread of the appeal of the ideology so that groups like this cannot build new armies. They are feeding off the cultural change that's happened in America, which is the surge in us versus them and hate that is taking over different kinds of ideologies.
She says the U.S. needs to confront its own divisions because kids who grow up in a climate of hate are more susceptible to extremist philosophies, whatever they may be. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.